getting longer by the minute.
Oh, you said that right.
Oh, man.
You didn't disagree. Pinocchio would be ashamed of his nose compared to Del Rio's.
Saturday night.
I'm reading about them hot water thing. Has a lot to do with what part of the country you live in and what the temperature of the water is to start with.
Really?
Yeah, if it's, you know, like down south here where the water is warmer than it would be in the north, it doesn't take so much to heat it up.
I'm a little surprised about that, High Dollar. Well, yeah, in the dead of the winter, I guess a foot or two down, the cold condition can intrude in the ground, but you get down below a few feet, it's constant 72 degrees, no matter where.
I don't know what the natural ambient, I don't know what you would even refer to it as, but I have no idea what the temperature of the water is coming out of the ground. I'm not on a well anyway, I'm on the city water supply.
Well, I know you ever go to Rainbow Springs up there in Inverness, that area, so it's a spring. The water comes out of the ground down here, 72 degrees year-round. Maybe that's just Florida. I may be mistaken, that's why I'm asking.
No, I'm heterosexual. I've never been to Rainbow Springs. I don't think you could ever get me to a place called Rainbow Springs either, Kenny.
Okay, now. I walked into that one, but it is a state park now.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's called Rainbow Springs. Didn't even think of that. I'll see where your mind's at.
Rainbow Springs.
What's that? Happy hillbillies around there.
Someplace where you guys can go and feel free to be yourselves.
That just sounds fruity. I won't even think about going there.
Heck no, man. You get some doggone electrician and ask you if you want to go to Rainbow Springs, you just turn around and run the other way.
But down here in Florida, water comes out of the ground 72 degrees, no matter what. Doesn't matter what time of year it is.
Don't turn around, just run backwards.
Yeah, and don't expose your...
Don't look back.
All right, Delaware, say something stupid to save you from this.
Thank you.
Yeah, those springs have been flowing ever since I was a little baby down here.
Been flowing right into your... No, mind.
Yeah, that's where everybody used to come down here when I was a little kid. Just for the Florida weather, and look what you can save compared to up north.
Well, this information on them hot water trends is time. Only 16 companies in the United States have manufactured them, probably a lot more now, and they were sort of economical to buy. The most expensive one back then was $2,400.
You can get one for $1,000, High Dollar, but like Professor was saying, you gotta have the amps to run it.
Shut the fuck up, Dory. I'm sitting here reading all about it. I ain't listening to your goddamn dumb saying. You know nothing about anything.
You're actually right, Dory. You're right. You have to have enough electrical service to turn it on.
Says, first check with your waterworks company to find the average temperature of the incoming cold water. Use the winter temperature to be conservative. if the incoming temperature is 50 degrees and you want 120 degree hot water, the temperature rise needed is 70 degrees, 120 to 50. And they got charts in there that show you what that would be.
I graduated in all of that, hot dollar. I'm a master in that.
I graduated.
I may throw a goddamn firebomb through that window if you want to shut your fucking mouth.
I'll be anything on it.